Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. You're going to be glad you did, because Suzanne Mulvihill is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Suzanne's a longtime member of our Brain Trust and a good friend of ours. She's an entrepreneurial expert. She's the author of Employee to Entrepreneur, The Employee's Guide to Entrepreneurial Success. She's a lady who goes around the world helping people understand what it really takes to be a business owner. And asking people, and this is a quote from her, do you have the guts to do it? And she's our good friend, Suzanne Mulvihill. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks so much.
It's good to have you back, Suzanne.
It's great to
I don't know where that came from. I'm kind of wacky today.
I've been called Beverly before.
Well, Suzanne, it's good to have you back as always, and I like the way you talk to people about what it takes to start a business, because a lot of people, I think, don't stop and ask themselves that question. And I think maybe it either, if they would ask themselves that question, they would either speed up a little bit in their process or maybe slow down a little bit in the process of starting a business. They need to have what you probably would call a gut check, don't they?
I think that's a good way to look at it, Jim. Yes. And I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's all right. Go ahead.
No, but emotional endurance, building so much of what we do and is on the outside of us, getting the business plan together and looking on the outside. And, I've shared with this with your listeners before. I mean, I quit my job 3 times over an 8-month period thinking I had, quote unquote, the guts, when the work that I needed to do was on the inside of me.
Well, so you're saying that, all the busy work, even if you do a good job of raising enough capital, you save enough capital, you've got a good business model, you got a good product, you've done all the details, but if you haven't checked with your insides, you still haven't finished the job.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Well, what do we need to be checking on? Where do we need to check in with ourselves to see if we have what it takes?
Well, I think it comes with experience, and it comes with when we find ourselves stumbling over something. For example, if we're procrastinating over calling a particular client, or not going to networking meetings, because that fear, like checking in with ourselves to see what's holding us back or what's making us not feel one particular thing.
Some people have lots of great ideas, and they're great planners, but they're not very good at pulling the trigger.
Yes, and that, Jim, I've seen in counseling. When I was in SBA counseling for the Small Business Development Center, it's very easy to plan. Planning is very, very safe. And people would come in and they'd plan their business for a year and 2 years. And what really, the one gentleman that came in and we finally got to the root of it, I said, when are we going to start this? What's holding you back? And he said, the more I keep learning, the more it's chiseling away at my self-esteem. And I told him to stop going to all these seminars.
Stop listening to the radio. Stop reading books. Just do it.
I mean, exactly. There's a time, because planning is a safe place. So once you get out of planning, it's getting ourselves uncomfortable. And there's an exercise in my book, whereas do something different every day. And that's what I did. When I was starting my business, I found that I had patterns that were so comfortable. Like, I had to learn how to be what I call comfortably uncomfortable. Walk around with shoes that feel like they're 3 times too big. It was uncomfortable for me to start that business.
Well, if you have, there are two elements, I think, going on, or two different kinds of things going on. One is some people just can't deal with the kind of risk that it takes to start their own business.
Well, they haven't learned how.
But no, but Suzanne, I think there are people who think they want to be business owners, but the idea of risking everything, which if you're going to be a true entrepreneur, you really put everything on the line. I mean, everything that you have. I mean, I've done it. You've done it. We've, you know, most people have done it. They, if they really believe in themselves, they really believe in this idea that they have, and they're capable of pulling the trigger, whenever they're capable of pulling the trigger, they realize they're going to risk everything. They're going to risk their house and, you know, their watch and everything. Some people just can't get to that point. And there's one other thing, when we come back to these messages, okay, that I want to talk about. We'll be right back with our good friend Suzanne Mulvihill, the president of Profit Strategies Incorporated and the author of Employee to Entrepreneur. 20 till. Stay with us. You really, really, really love me. Do you say the same words to someone else when I'm not there?
They asked me how I knew my true love was true.
Tony Williams, ladies and gentlemen, of the Platters, the lilting voice of Tony Williams. Great song. You can listen to that all day. Welcome back. It's 17 till the hour. That was a little before. That's from the Wayback Machine, folks. That's a little before Suzanne Mulvihill's time. But but you probably heard that song, Suzanne. It's good to have you. It's always good to have Suzanne back with us, folks. And she is the president of Emotional Endurance Institute. And tell us what that means, Suzanne.
Emotional endurance is the ability to withstand the emotional challenges of starting and growing a business. So I trademarked the term several years ago and have emotional endurance training programs. That's specifically what my business is helping people gain that emotional strength to have a, to start and have a successful business.
And how do we find that?
How do we find Emotional Endurance Institute? EmotionalEndurance.com.
Yep. EmotionalEndurance.com. So check that out, folks. They can find your book there, too, can't they?
They can find my book. I have a new edition coming out that's coming out in the next 6 weeks, and I changed the subtitle, Jim. It's Employee to Entrepreneur, a Mind, Body, and Spirit Transition.
All right. I like that. So I was talking when we went to the break, Suzanne, about the two things that I think create a problem for people. One is they just can't take the risk. They like the idea of being a business owner, but they just can't take the risk. And see, I think those people, it's not a bad process for them, Suzanne, to go through, because when they determine that they don't want to risk everything that they have, they still want to be entrepreneurial. They just want to risk my capital and your capital.
Right.
They don't want to risk their capital. So they're entrepreneurial employees. They should go clock in tomorrow, and they're going to be better for it. But here's the other thing, and I want to ask you, see what you think about this. Some people aren't willing to – they don't understand that you can't let the perfect be the enemy of the good.
That's true.
I tell my audience all the time, seek excellence, not perfection. I think some people can't pull the trigger because they're trying to make it perfect, and it's never going to be perfect.
No, it's never going to be perfect. And, you know, there's a quote by Cardinal Newman. It says, nothing would be done at all if we waited until we could do it so well that no one could find fault in it.
Right.
So we have to just start where we're at. With, you know, and that's another thing that I had to learn with entrepreneurship is, you know, if I'm making mistakes, I'm making progress, because I tend to have a perfectionism.
Say that again.
If I'm making mistakes, I'm making progress.
Failure is not your enemy, is it?
No. If I repeat the same mistake, that's when I stay stuck. So as long, you know, if I make a mistake in my business and it's like, okay, whoops, that's not working, I just go on to something else. And I look at it. I had to change my thinking, Jim, because my thinking was such that, you know, I got an MBA, so I never had to become an entrepreneur. I liked having a 401k. I liked having an office. I liked having a paycheck that I knew exactly how much it was every single week. But you know what? I wasn't fulfilled. my spirit, my being, I knew there was more for me. And when I believe personal and professional growth are aligned, and if we keep growing personally, we are going to grow professionally.
Yeah.
And if we stop, we just say, no, I'm not going to do that. Some people truly are happy as employees. Now, the job dissatisfaction rate is, if you look up job dissatisfaction as a Google search, it's 67%. I mean, it's at least higher than the divorce rate.
Mm-hmm.
So, which
the reciprocal of that is the study might say, folks, instead of the way what Suzanne said, what you might find is it says that only about 30% of employees are engaged.
Yes.
Which is what she's just talking, what you're talking about.
And that's, when I mentioned to you about kind of taking a new level of my business, I'm starting these retreats. It's called Awakening Your Entrepreneurial Spirit. And I have one in November down here in South Florida at a hotel on the beach. It's for people who really want to get unstuck and move to that next level. Because I have worked with people worldwide. I've presented all throughout the U.S. and through Europe. And people say, I don't know what I want to do. And the truth is, how would we know, Jim, if we had been pushing it down for years?
Well, exactly. I want to say something that I want to quote somebody that says something similar to what you were saying earlier, and that is talking about failure. Thomas Edison, this is a little bit of a paraphrasing of what he said. He said, failure is successfully identifying what doesn't work.
Wow.
And if you can identify those failures, and as you say, not repeat them, then every day that goes by is a good day because you've learned something not to do again.
That's right.
It's not a mystery anymore. Now you know all the things not to do, and you're narrowing it down to when you know the things not to do, you're probably going to discover things to do.
That's exactly right, Jim. Very well said.
And so I just think that people who are afraid of failure, they may never, ever get over that. And if they don't, then I don't think we need to push those people, Suzanne, into becoming small business owners, becoming entrepreneurs. I think we need to encourage those people to be good, to go back and become good even better employees. But if you're willing to risk, but you're trying to make it perfect, you got to get over that. You got to say, you know what, I'm just going to jump in. The only way I'm going to learn how to swim is to jump in.
Yeah, that's true. As Melanie Sablehouse said, who used to be with the SBA, she said, entrepreneurship is like diving off a diving board into a pool when there's no water in it. But by the time we land in the pool, it's full of water.
Yeah,
And it is a risk. And I think, like I said, 9 years ago when I left the corporate world, it was the hardest thing I ever did in my life, was letting go of that security.
Stand by, Suzanne. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Suzanne Mulvihill is with us. She's helping us understand what it takes to become an entrepreneur. Do you have the guts? That's what Suzanne wants to know, and she wants to help you with that. She and I will be right back. It's 10 till. Stay with me.
My love, give you my dog surprise.
It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Smallbusinessadvocate.com is the flagship. That's the 10-year-old website, almost 10 years old. And that's where you can go and find the live show, the replay, the daily replay, the thousands of archives, including the shows that we do every day, the four interviews we do every day. You can check those out. You can podcast them. You can stream them. You can burn them onto a CD. You can put them in your iTunes. You can do whatever you want with them. We give you fair use possession. Just keep them intact. That's all we ask. And also, we got thousands of articles, hundreds of Brain Trust members. All the stuff that they offer is there. You can subscribe to my free newsletter, which I encourage you to do. We have a brand new look this summer. We've completely redone the newsletter, and I think you're going to like it. It comes on Sunday by email, gets you ready for the week ahead. And then AskJim.biz, of course, is our knowledge base where you can go to get small business answers now, and there is no barrier to entry. If you can get to our websites, we'll let you in. Suzanne Mulvihill is our guest. She's the author of Employee to Entrepreneur, soon to be re-released. She is the president of Emotional Endurance Institute, which is the website. That is emotionalendurance.com. Suzanne, what else have you got to talk to us about with regard to having the guts to be an entrepreneur?
that it can be done, you know, and that I'm a living example. You know, when you talked about someone that doesn't want to take the risk and someone that has the fears and the dealing with perfection, you're talking about me.
but did you ever say to yourself, you know, maybe this is not what I'm supposed to be doing. Maybe I'm not supposed to be an entrepreneur. I mean, isn't that where we, don't we all get to that point where we should ask ourselves that question? How did you answer that question for yourself?
You know, what am I doing? You know, I mean, I've gone through periods of time, Jim, where I've reapplied for jobs. And I was like, you know what? I have more work to do as an entrepreneur. So it's been a 1 foot in, 2 feet in, 1 foot out, 2 feet in. You know, it hasn't been a process where, yay, I'm in this and I'm in this forever and I'm in this. You know, for me, entrepreneurship is a process, and it's a lifestyle, and it's a choice. So it's not easy. And it's not easy, but I live it every day. You know, it's not like I have a job where I can shut it off.
Right.
And go to work and get my paycheck on Friday. You know, if that's just, and it also requires a lot of trust. It's required me to trust the process. It's required me to trust myself. It's required me to trust my intuition. You know, entrepreneurship requires more of us than a job.
And some people don't have that ability. And I want you to know, folks, if you have that gut check with yourself, and you decide that you don't have what Suzanne was just talking about, if you don't want to deal with all these things, you just can't do without what you think is security. If you can't do without that 401k, as she was talking about earlier, then here's what I want you to understand. There's nothing wrong with you. In fact, there's something very right with you, because you now have come to the conclusion, probably, that maybe being an entrepreneur is not for you.
At that time, perhaps, and maybe for good. But a lot of people in my seminars, when I've given presentations, I said, how many of you have had a yearning? You know you want to do something else. And 90% of the room will raise their hand.
Mm-hmm.
So it just depends to what degree we're willing to grow. You know, how far are you willing to go? To me, that's really the question. Are you willing? Because there was a point in my life, Jim, no, I was not willing to give up my 401k. I was not willing to give up my salary. But the desire to do something became greater than the desire to hold back.
Mm-hmm.
And
well,
I was willing
thing,
to learn.
Another thing, Suzanne, some people are good entrepreneurs. They're good at starting stuff, but they're not good at operating.
That's true too.
Or maybe they're not so great at being the entrepreneurial, doing the entrepreneurial part, but they're good operators. So maybe they need to buy a franchise.
That's true too.
So there are lots of different levels, and I think people need to understand. I think it's good for you and me to be talking about these different levels that people can plug in at, so they realize that it's not that cookie cutter. It's not one size fits all.
No, it's not cookie cutter. My business has changed tremendously over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And I've changed over the years. So, you know, what I'm offering today is still a part of what I was offering years ago, but at another level.
Well, it's like I've been saying for a long time. It's okay to fall in love with what you do, but you can't fall in love with how you do it, not in the 21st century.
Yeah, you got to keep changing.
Give us that website one more time.
EmotionalEndurance.com.
Thank you, Suzanne. Good to have you back, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jim.
Bye-bye. Suzanne Mulvihill, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back, I promise. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.